TMA Mobile. For TMA Mobile, trying the repeater from a new location and requesting a signal report from many stations monitoring. KV4TMA.
KV4TMA, W4DJW, you sound rock solid. Right, full scale, full quieting.
JW, hello Dave, I believe that's you. Yeah, this is Simon, KZ4TMA. We've caught each other once or twice on the airwaves. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the confirmation. I'm down in Malden right now, sitting in the parking lot of the YMCA, and I've got a few minutes to kill, and I wondered if my little mobile rig could reach Caesar's Head very well from here. So I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, thanks. You doing all right today?
I am. I was just working on configuring and soldering in the 5.8 gigahertz video transmitter on a quad multirotor. I was getting ready to figure out the length of the wires that I needed and the cable and all that stuff and start heat up the soldering gun and go to work. Since I did this about 6 or 7 years ago, these little video transmitters are about the size of a quarter now. Back then, they were about the size of not a dollar bill folded four ways. You think about the rectangle that makes, that's about how big they are. Now they're down to about the size of a quarter. This technology is amazing.
You're talking about technology I'm not even familiar with, these video transmitters, but I can still appreciate the change, and yeah, that is impressive. All right, well, hey, well, if we're waiting for the soldering gun to heat up, maybe I could even request, could I drop down to a lower power level? I'm on full power, which is, at this frequency, almost 50 watts. I'd love to hear if I'm still hitting it pretty well if I drop down to a lower one. You mind if I do that real quick?
No problem at all. I wondered why you were so strong. 50 watts, that's a lot, yeah. Go ahead, drop it back. We'll figure out how low you can go.
Well, again, this is KZ4TMA, Simon. And now I'm at my second to highest, which I believe, I'll check my manual, I believe that's 25 watts. How am I coming through now?
That's still full scale. It made a little bit of difference in the audio just because the other was so pronounced because it's 50 watts. But it's still full scale. I mean, you haven't really begun to budge the needle yet.
I mean, I can't tell you how fun it is to have this little test, so thanks for the time here. I just dropped down again. I'm now on my second to lowest, which I believe is 15. Again, I should double check, but I believe this is 15. How am I coming through now?
You can barely hear a little bit of eggs frying. And if I wasn't listening for your signal, I would say you're as good as anybody out there. But since I'm listening for it, I can hear a little bit of eggs frying around the edges. And when I talk about around the edges, I'm not talking about a whole lot around the edges, just barely. It's there, though.
I'm starting to wonder if I should ever bother being above my lowest setting, which I'm now on. So this is low, and again, I'll check, but I think low is only 5 watts here. How am I coming through now?
Yeah, you're still full scale. Still haven't bumped the needle at all. I hear more white noise, but you're 100% readable. We could carry on a conversation like that for a long time, and it would work just fine. But now, when you get moving around and you're going in and out of shadows, you probably want more. If you're sitting still, it makes a big difference. When you're moving, you probably need a little bit more juice.
I'm probably sitting in an ideal spot, and I've got a bit of a clear shot from wherever I am in this parking lot. Yeah, I can understand that if I'm moving and I get some picket fencing or something, I'm going to want a little more power, which is fine. I usually keep it on the second to lowest, which I think is 15 watts. But yeah, it's just new location, so I just bumped it up to full to make sure I hit it clearly, and there you were. So thanks. Anyway, that was a fun test. Yeah, I appreciate it. As you can tell, I'm still relatively new, so it's fun to try these things out every now and then. And hey, I promise I'll let you go in a minute, but since I got you, I was actually just, I'm sitting here monitoring as I wait for someone to come out of the Y here, and I overheard you guys testing something on another repeater, and I chimed in and just enjoyed kind of giving them my signal report and telling them how they were coming through, but I noticed I was getting a real funny fluttering sound whenever I received their transmission, and then I thought, well, I'm sitting here idling, maybe I'm getting some kind of interference, so I cut my engine off and sound went away. You got any pointers for me on how to start addressing that? I mean, it was clearly some part of my engine itself that was causing the interference, and I've never had that except for on that repeater's frequency.
What kind of vehicle are you in?
Old 97 Wrangler TJ, which is a 4-cylinder.
Does it have steel cable spark plug wires?
and I'm embarrassed to admit I'm not sure. I know I do have a good kind of older-fashioned distributor that might tell us, but I'm really not sure about the material of the wires for the spark plugs.
So when you're hearing noise like that, spark plugs, wires, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and especially a Jeep, they want to make sure that spark had no resistance getting to that spark plug. Right? And the best way to do that is, it would have been copper, but I believe that was too expensive, so they put steel wires in there, and sometimes those make some noise. I'm just throwing that out there as an idea. One thing to tell, if it's the alternator, it could be the alternator, but usually you'll hear that change pitch with revving your throttle up and down. So it's like a whine that goes up and then it comes down when you bump your throttle. If it's just constant when you bump your throttle, you don't hear it going up and down. It could be like something like spark plug noise. What else? A fan from the capacitor that's gone bad on a fan from the air circulation. I'm trying to think of other things. Just even in the past, they've even put braided cable between the hood and the body, or if it's a truck, between the body and the cab and the bed, braided cable to ground those out. Because if there's any metal to metal and they're just barely rubbing, they can generate noise if it's idling, right? If it's just sitting there idling and the hood is going back and forth on the springs, well, where it's bolted in those springs, that metal's rubbing, right? I don't know if you've ever taken those hood hinges apart, but you can see they're really, really shiny on the inside where they've rubbed the whole life. Things like that you got to look out for.
Well, that's enough for me to just start exploring, and the next time it happens, I'll do things like rev the engine, cut the engine, turn my AC on and off, try some other things, you know, try it when the vehicle's moving or parked. Yeah, really helpful. And I've already got a couple ideas. I've got an AC issue right now, so you got me thinking when you mentioned, you know, fan, capacitor of a fan and the cooling system or anything like that. And I have had other reasons for wanting to just kind of explore my grounding connections between the tub of the TJ and the frame. I mean, it came up when I was installing these antennas for the first time, and I wanted to make sure I had a good ground and realized I needed to make sure that my tub and my frame are, you know, well grounded to each other. So, yeah, it's one more reason I might want to go check some of those braided grounding straps. Thanks. Super helpful. And again, it just came up. So when you answered my call, I thought, hey, Dave's going to have some good ideas here, what I might have been hearing. Yeah, it was a really interesting fluttering sound. And it's funny because at first I thought, oh, I've got something helpful to tell these guys. They're coming through with a crazy fluttering sound. And then I realized, no, that's on my end. So I didn't have as much helpful to tell them.
Well, first thing I think of when I hear flutter is coming through the Aurora over the top. When you get into HF, that those ground straps are going to be very important when you start using HF in a mobile situation. Almost everybody that does HF mobile has a lot of ground straps, braided ground straps, to make sure any place metal can be rubbing up against metal is grounded. And that braided cable does the best. But when you hear somebody from Russia or China or India, or not necessarily India, but Sri Lanka or any of those places, long path, right? They're coming over the top of the earth, and they're coming through the Aurora. You can hear that. That's one of the flutter is that, and meteor scatter, you get flutter as well. If there's a lot of meteors coming in through the atmosphere and you're fluttering off of those. So that's the first thing I think of when I think of flutter. It's not something on your, but since you said you shut the engine off and it quit, it can't be that.
I think it was. Go ahead.
This is Rusty over here in Spartanburg. Just headed out to choir rehearsal tonight. Just wanted to see who was around.
Rusty, this is Simon. I am KZ4TMA, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha. I'm in Malden in a parking lot. Had a few minutes to kill. And I thought I'd see how well I could hit the Caesar's Head repeater from here, because I'm usually in Greenville. And when I threw my call sign out there, Dave, W4DJW, replied. And then he was kind enough to give me a few minutes of his time and answer a troubleshooting question I had about some fluttering I was getting on my mobile unit. So, Dave, if you're still listening, thanks. That is good to know about the many things that could cause fluttering. And, yeah, in this case, I'm pretty sure it was my engine. I'll test it again. But it's still really helpful to know about what other sorts of things that could be coming from on my vehicle causing that. So I'll mess around with a little bit more the next time it happens. Fortunately, it does not happen on this frequency. It was only on that other repeater. But anyway, Rusty, where are you coming from? How's the day been?
Fine. I just left home, and I'm a retired fella. I'm an old. Dave can tell you I've been around a few years longer than he has, and I'm a retired guy. But I started my day nice and early this morning at about 4:15, 4:20 when that electrical storm popped over my house, and I thought it was I thought I'd been, shot at and all, because that flashed around for a good bit. In 30 minutes, it dumped over an inch of rain in my yard. So, anyway, then I had to be at the doctor's office by 8 o'clock for a stress test. So, I've been stressed today, as they say.
Sounds like it. I had that same electrical storm wake me up in Greenville, but I did not have the same kind of stressful day you had from the rest of it. But it sounds like you're done for the day. You get to relax at this point.
Way to church, because we got choir rehearsal tonight. I sing in the church choir. And then by the time I get home, I've got to get on 75 meters and call a 75 meter worked all states and DX awards net. And, so that's things that are going on. And everything, but a lot of different things doing. I just stay busy, as they say.
Okay, but good to be busy. As I was just telling Dave, I'm here in a parking lot. I'm a relatively new ham, again, KZ4TMA, just been doing this a couple months, so I was here in a parking lot, but I'd see if I could hit this repeater from this new location. The one I'm here to pick up is here, and I better get to driving, and I'm not coordinated enough to do this well while driving, so I'll be monitoring a few more minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and say 73s, and I hope tomorrow's a little bit less stressful, and you get to sleep in a bit further without an electrical storm starting you off. But if it's good to make contact, then hopefully I'll catch you on the airwaves again sometime. Dave, W4DJW, may still be listening. I think he may be around, or he may have gotten back to the work that I distracted him from for the last few minutes. But either way, I'll say 73s, and I'll be clear after this. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Simon. Well, good to meet you, and hopefully hear you more on the air, and maybe when you get upgraded, we'll get you on HF. Talk to you later. KZ4TMA. Have a good one. W2T Mobile. Dave, if you're listening, hello.
Hey, Rusty, and catch you later, Simon. Good talking to you. Jump in there anytime. Ask those questions. Other people want to hear the answers to. KZ4TMA, W4DJW. Rusty, what are you doing? Are you just leaving the house or are you just getting back?
No, I'm on my way over here to church. I don't live far from church. I can drive from my house to my church in about 7 minutes, so, and that's making about 35 miles an hour top speed. So, and I'll get choir rehearsal tonight. Now, I've been out and around. I had to be at the doctor's office at 8 o'clock this morning for a stress test.
Well, did you pass?
Well, everything seemed to go good. I did almost 5 minutes or over 5 minutes on the treadmill. I got my heart rate up to over 90, and my blood pressure went right. I mean, it come back down real fast. It settled back down in around my normal, 65 to 75 beats pretty quick afterwards within the 2 minute time period. And my blood pressure had gotten up as high as 138 over 80, and it was back down to 120 over 72 or something like that in that 2 minute period too. So it all went fine, and I got to sit around for 2 weeks and wait on them to pull it all together so they can tell me what they found.
Well, how do you feel? Are you feeling good?
Good. I'm just tired lately, but that's due to everything I've been doing, and of course this heat. The heat doesn't help, and I stay inside most of it, but anyway, it's just, it's the way life is when you get to be 74 years old. They expect you to slow down a little. Unfortunately, I don't seem to have done that.
Well, that has not gone unnoticed. I don't know how you do it. I'm a whole lot tireder at 63 than I was when I was 53 or 43, but that's okay. I keep pushing through. Keep on pushing on. That's what Ray used to always tell everybody, dude. Don't ever slow down. Just keep on going.
I try to do, and all because what with my barbershop singing and the choir singing and handbell ringing, which we start handbell rehearsals next week, so, and doing all the things I do for the barbershoppers, for the district and everything, because we're getting ready for a convention in November up in Hendersonville, so, you know, little things here, there, and everywhere, as they say.
That's good for you. That's good to have stuff like that to do. Through that heat, I was going out flying as much as possible, and I'd come back home drenched, wet, and I'm thinking, why do I do this? But it's because it's a lot of fun, and it's good for you. So I think sweating's good for you. I've been sitting too many years in front of a computer all day long, and I need to get out and do that, and sweat all that out. I remember when Steve was down here, he worked outside all the time, and we could go outside doing something and like antenna parties, antenna hanging parties, and I'd be drenched wet with sweat, and he'd be just as dry as and cool as a cucumber, just because he was adapted to it. That's what I got to do, is transition from sitting behind a desk all the time to being out in the hot sun all the time.
You know. Oh, hush, I'm going to leave you two together, because I've arrived here, and I need to get on inside. I'll catch both of you later. N0TR with W4DJW. This is W2T. 73s, go ahead and take it, Tom.
go on. Well, excuse me, Rusty. I was getting a piece of gum here. Yeah, 73s, Rusty, and go have a good time. And good evening, Dave.
Take care, Rusty. Enjoy your visit. Maybe catch you on the way back. Or maybe on the Greer Club meeting coming up. We'll see. Anyway, take care. Be safe. How are you and Bernice doing, Tom?
Good. We're doing good. I was letting this guy out here in front of me here. He was in the Mazda. And at that little filling station there, you know, at Peggy's Diner. I bet that guy behind me doesn't like me. Well, he's turning. So I guess he likes me still. And the light turned red on. This guy was kind of trapped there, Dave. Well, did you do any flying today?
I went out early this morning before work. I was out there flying. I got a new next-door neighbor, and he came over, and he said, you build those? Yeah. They got a camera on them? Yeah. Then I proceeded to explain to him. I do my little tweaks and tune-ups here, so I don't have to make a trip back and forth from the airfield to here for little things like I go out there and fly it and then read the logs and say, okay, that needs an adjustment. And then make the adjustment, go out there and fly it and then read the logs and say, oh, that looks much better. And that saves a whole lot of trips back and forth to the airfield when I do that in the backyard. But he's from Washington State, and he's kind of new out here and needs a friend, I guess. I don't know. He comes over here. It seems like every time I go outside, he comes over here. But that's okay. It's getting to know your new neighbors, you know.
I go over and me and Jim argue about the COVID every night. I took him over a dozen eggs tonight. And Bernice, we take a lot of baked goods over there. And they're like family to us. I had a hard time convincing him to get a shot, and he finally did. But just one, of course. He's one of these, I think he's kind of a conspiracy theorist, but oh well, we have fun with it. We never get mad, because I expect him to say what he thinks, and I do too. But he fishes and hunts and stuff like that, and I really enjoy it. Unfortunately, the neighbor right next to him is also a dear friend, and my antenna goes over her yard. It'd be the second house. If you're looking at my house to the right, and she's got COVID today.
Well, do you know if she got the vaccine before she got it?
Absolutely not. She just like Tim wasn't going to take it, but he did finally. And, but she just, you know, she was over at our house one day and said, no, I'm not getting it. And I said, oh, Kathy, it's your age. You're just getting ready to retire. But here's what's an irony to me. As soon as she got it, she goes down there and gets an infusion, which I think is just a blood transfusion with antibodies in it, from anybody in the world. That's okay to put that in your bloodstream, but don't get that shot from the FDA.
Well, Tom, it's a good thing that we're all different. We're not all exactly the same, but sometimes that stuff just baffles me. Anyway, Maggie's over here begging me for her supper, so you'll probably hear her whining here. I'm going to have to get up and go give her her supper a little bit and then get back to my soldering on my video transmitter that's the size of a quarter. This is going to be interesting to see how well this thing works. A video transmitter that will transmit between 25 milliwatts and 800 milliwatts. And go miles at 800 milliwatts, travel 5 miles away from you, line of sight. Anyway, it's going to be fun to figure out how that works. But I won't keep you. Hey, was that Jim? Is that the same Jim that's on the other side of the blue house that's next to your house?
He is towards the big hill. He's one house to the west of me. And she's two houses. Kathy's two houses to the west. And the one that bought your house, he passed away, and his kids live there now. But you just never see them hardly ever. Drive by there, it brings back nostalgia and tears to my eyes because she hates outside, and so she mows, and she tries to kill the grass every time. And it looks like there's a whole colony of prairie dogs out there, so it's kind of melancholy for me. Bernice. Anyways, we're in the lot here at Home Depot. Yeah, that's the Lawlesses, and they've lived there forever, Dave. And their name is Lolis. But I always tell him I spell it Lawless.
Is that the guy on the other side of the blue house? What's his name? I thought his name was Jim.
Yeah. We go over there, Bernice and me, we went over there. She took us some cake and some cucumbers and tomatoes the other night. And they're just wonderful. They're really nice neighbors. But going the other direction, the next house over from us would be Lawless's. And I call him Lawless.
So there's two Jims, one two houses down to the west of you, and one skipping the house going up to the east of you. There's two Jims over there now?
No, it's a Tim. His name's Tim Wallace. And daughter's calling from up in Michigan, so I've got to answer it, Dave, in 02R Clear.
All right, Tom, catch you later. W4DJW Clear.
W4DJWN 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, I almost got out of the room. What's going on?
Real quick, do you have that video transmitter, does it have a recorder on it too, or do you have to record that somewhere else?
It doesn't. It only takes from the camera and sends it out over the air. And then there's a ground station that has a DVR. Well, I've got two ground stations, one 2.4 gigahertz. I'm leaving it and going over to the new one that's 5.8 gigahertz. And it's a bigger screen, and the DVR is built in. All you got to do is put an SD card in it. And I got the manual right here. It just came in the mail today, the video transmitter and the ground station both. So you record on the ground station from the air instead of recording in the air. That way you have the recording immediately.
I was wondering, I've been listening to you and Steve talk off and on, and got my curiosity up. All the different frequencies you use and things like that. I'm going to have to check into that one day. Just maybe after I retire, I can get involved in all that.
How much longer before you retire?
I retire in about 4 years, but I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. They pay me too well. I'd probably have to pick up a part-time job if I went too early.
I know. I know what you're talking about. I'm going to try to stay retired here after the 15th of this month, but I don't know if it's going to work or not. There's already something else in the works that would make some really good airplane spending money, you know what I mean?
If I'm going to do anything extra, I'd need to do something on the side if I go too early. So, I don't know. I do the easiest job with this company that they have, and they pay me too well, so I might as well just keep doing it for as long as I feel like it. How about that?
There you go. Exactly. That's exactly what my friends are telling me. Keep on going till you can't go anymore. But I want to take some time off and enjoy what I did before I was 14 years old. I had hobbies before I was 14 years old. And when I was 14, I got my first job. And I've tried to do hobbies intermittently between like airplanes and radios, ham radio, and digital or distributed computing. But it's not, I mean, you're always, you got to wait till the weekend to do that. And then on the weekend something comes up, and now you got to wait till the next weekend to do that. That's just, I'd rather have a whole week of weekends. You know what I mean?
I understand. And anyway, I'll look at it. See, anyway, I'm going to take my hand briefly and go around a curve. I think I'm going to do something else. I want to ask you real quick. And for that, okay. Yep, good evening.
Okay, it is breaking up, and I'm probably breaking it up on you, too. So take care. Look forward to your retirement and joining us for flying in 4ZLK, W4DJW.
Today is a weekend. That gets boring, too.
Not if you got a hobby that's keeping you on the edge of your seat every day, Glenn. One day after another, you just got to get that video transmitter installed. You got to get it wired up. You got to get out there and get some videos. You got one thing to do after another, day after day after day. I'd really see how that would be hard to get boring.
I suppose, maybe just some stuck in a rut. Although this particular rut's getting a bit deep.
So that's where, like, when it was 100 degrees outside and 100% humidity, that was tough, man, to keep that going. But I don't know. Maybe it's because I smell the water. You know how a horse smells water and nothing's going to stop the horse from getting to the water? Kind of like that. Anyway, I'm going to get over here and solder this this video transmitter, and I got to make sure I do it right because it's tiny. You don't get many chances without wearing out the traces on the board. So I got to get over here and get with it. I'm just wasting time. Talk to you later, Glenn. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
Yeah, I got miniature mountain lions here trying to attack me, so let me take care of that. But talk to you later, KD2BNG.